is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. Mic going down. Okay, good. We are here, just finished talking to Yuri Camp about this pharmaceutical and medical association meeting that's happening on Thursday. We're kind of excited about that. It's more medical marijuana-ish. Right. And I was Yuri Camp is coordinating it. His business is coordinating it. And the persons who are putting it on is going to explain how medical marijuana. So this should be interesting. Right. They have some concerns or waiting on the government to clarify how the procedure is going to be regarding the pharmacies and who is going to be operating the pharmacies. And the pharmaceutical association are determined that it should be by pharmacists. So that should be interesting. And I'm sure that Marvin Smith will go into detail of their position. And of course, the medical association will do the same. And they'll be doing some answer and question period, especially a number of persons are not familiar with type of diseases, illnesses that would require medical marijuana or on the list of things that you can take to ease ailments. So that should be interesting, asking them that. So the Bahamian people, the Bahamian public will be familiar with what type of ailment that medical marijuana and the various uses of marijuana can be used for that. So I'm very interested in that. And that'll be Thursday at the Harry Moore Library at the University of the Bahamas. So come to attend that and challenge those two organizations to provide information on that. And hopefully our government will respond and give more details on when we can anticipate laws for medical marijuana to start, and more detail about what type of pharmacies, the sub-pharmacies they mentioned, will be initiated and who will be running those. So that's what the purpose of that conversation. And the conversation about this whole thing has died down for a bit. I know we were in that quick race about a year ago, and suddenly, all of a sudden, everything just slowed down like molasses, and nobody is talking about medical marijuana now. And so it should be interesting that to see this get back to the limelight and media pick it up again. Today, I wanted to talk about mooring, right? Didn't get to speak about that yesterday. I see there is some update about the proposed mooring facilities in Exuma, right? It seems, and this wasn't a conversation I wanted to speak about. I just want to talk about mooring in general. But it seems as if the government has put a pause, or if it's not a pause, a definite stop on that aspiration there. If I read correctly, the company that was in the Exuma space had permission from the government, right? They had a contract with the government. So it's interesting to see that the government has stopped it altogether, despite the contract. And that's something we should investigate and have a conversation about. Are there any liabilities for doing that, despite there being an agreement with the government already? So that's interesting. Then I wanted to have a definition on, like, what is mooring versus having a entity or docking facility where you can dock your boat and pay fees, right? Would mooring be more expensive, less expensive? How would it have impact the environment? There are a number of persons circulating on social media who said that how come there wasn't an environmental impact study? Apparently, there are moors all over the Bahamas, and there's never been any environmental impact study done. So that was a different type of debate, knowing that. What do you mean? None before. So it'd be interesting to see moving forward, right? What will be proposed by the government? Because it seems as if the government is interested in this, right? The government has accepted this bidding from this particular company. So it seems that if they were amicable of having mooring facilities throughout the Bahamas. So I definitely, one can anticipate that this is going to come up again. If not by this company, who would have to follow the prerequisite of the government, or be other companies coming forward to propose to the government to have mooring availability on different islands. I know yesterday I mentioned to Aaron that all boaters, because boating is an expensive hobby, right, to have and maintain a boat, all boaters should expect to pay some type of fee to, in my word, park their boats in, if they don't want to go to a proper marina and pay the fees, there should be at least a fee, a docking fee, to park, and that's again in quotes, their boats off of various islands, right? But before we continue the show, right, I still want to get a definition of what mooring is, so Bahamian people will appreciate, right, what the difference between a marina and a mooring in general, mm-hmm. and then why were so many people concerned about this particular project happening in Exuma, and is this something that we should entertain in the future on different islands, right? If they follow suit in terms of this environmental impact study and whatever it is.
So before we get to the definition of mooring, I was listening to you just now talk about boat ownership and the understanding that owning a boat, operating a boat is very expensive, and so you should be prepared for certain fees, right? Mm-hmm. Certain costs. You should be prepared to pay money. I wanted to, though, juxtapose that to this, that we can never forget, though, Mr. Nuri, we are an archipelago. Mm-hmm. That's what we are, right? The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is an archipelago.
Yes.
So this idea that Nassau is the capital, and everybody else, like, you guys figure out how you gonna get to Nassau, that kind of thinking is foolish. It is counterintuitive, right, to the healthy and successful and sustainable development of the Bahamas. Remember, I tell you, I don't trust a politician that does not use the word archipelagic regularly in the discourse with constituents or when they're talking about policy. Because then it suggests that they don't understand where they live, and when they are thinking about policy, they're not actually thinking in the terms that real people live when we're talking about boats and the need to tie off your boat. Like, I'm off the water and I need to secure my boat, right? I don't think we should accept a discourse, a dialogue, a policy discussion, right, that overtly centers or prioritizes a commercial aspect, a tourism aspect, right, or that disadvantages Bahamians in their own country.
And you
it's an archipelago. Mm-hmm. There's water between each island. We should presume that everybody has a boat. See, that's the culture we should be living in.
And I accept that. And that's something we should start the conversation with. This is why I say we need to have a definition of what mooring is, so those people who are not boat people can be familiar with it. You mentioned that we are an archipelagic nation, right? In the future, boating, if we do this right, will be a part of who we are. We will have as many boats as we'll have Hondas throughout the Bahamas. That will come boating traffic. With that will come accident on the seas. With that will come congestion on the water. So there needs to be some planned organization of how these boats will enter a harbor, where they will be parked in the harbor.
All of that, right? All of that has already been established.
Yes.
See, here's the thing. We had boat longer than we had car.
Yes.
That's why it's so important to start with the fact that we are an archipelago. We are islands surrounded by water. We had boat longer than we had car.
Yes.
We know what the rules have been established. They exist. We don't have to establish that.
And we find that the rules are chaotic now that you
No, the rules are not chaotic.
I don't think the rules are
chaotic. No, the rules are not chaotic. The rules are what the rules are.
Anywhere.
No, that's not what the rules are.
What are the rules at right now?
The rules are not you could just park anywhere.
But what are the rules besides parking anywhere? Just asking. Either you park in the arena or you just moor your boat.
The rules on how to enter a harbor, that's established. The rules on how boats are supposed to operate with each other in the harbor, when they enter in the harbor, when they leave in the harbor, all of those things have been established.
Regatta or they having those that boat hopping thing where they go to on cruising and how the boats interact with each other and near collisions.
See, that's called a lack of enforcement. Pause. I realize y'all been letting the crazy people run the crazy house. That's called a lack of enforcement. Remember our conversation last year when the government decided that all companies running charter services have to be insured locally, and the local insurance agent said, what y'all dealing with, y'all don't enforce the laws on the road. We're not interested in offering insurance on the water because y'all don't enforce the laws on the water. He didn't say no laws exist. He said they're not being enforced. That's what it is. So let's not have a conversation that suggests that the thing shouldn't exist because there are no rules. That's not what's happening. And don't suggest that the things shouldn't exist because the rules are not being enforced. Enforce the rules.
And that's what I said. I'm not sure if there are rules. And I call SEO. Okay, let's go back to school. I'm not sure if there are rules.
There are rules.
Because we see right now in Montague, there are people who park their boat all along.
There's no
enforcement. I'm not sure if we have enough police boat. Because the police on the other side policing Paradise Island.
No.
But let's go to the caller first.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM.
Hey, man, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good, thank you.
Let me say something. I don't want to say it like this, but this is how it seems to be in this country. This is start back from, like, Airbnb. All right? I drive taxi, and let me tell you something. Life in Key and all those places been doing Airbnb for years. Okay? And it seems like now that the black people get into this industry, the government had to find a way to tax that. Right? And now it is that a lot of black people get boats now. Because how long boats been coming in this country? When you drop an anchor, the anchor don't be dragging on the ground, you know. The anchor is resting in one spot to hold the boat. So I don't know what environment impact they talk about, unless they talk about all these things with passengers are dropping might be leaking diesel. So you can't even use that as an excuse about impact, okay? But my thing is, I believe because all of a sudden now, you look at all the holidays, look at all the boats on the water. Who's majority of them riding boats? It's the black people. You hear me? So it seems to me, honestly, and it's sad to say, that our government, anything that you do as a black person in this country, they got to find a way to tax that from you. When people, especially those Airbnbs, they shouldn't even be taxing them.
Yes.
Because how long they've been taxing these, how long has it been going on?
Hold on, sir. Hold on. First of all, I'm not sure. Okay, you're upset about a lot of things, and I'm not trying to discredit that you're upset, right? But that rich, fancy people have been making money by renting out their rental properties, right?
Exactly. And they never tax it.
So why don't we tax them and tax Bahamians, but tax That's them fine. At a greater rate than we tax Bahamians?
I agree with that. But my point is, as long as it's been happening, they know it's been happening because they always brag about the people with their second homes.
I think our government's been playing catch up.
Now, all of a sudden, you as an individual get into this industry because now it's a way for you to make a couple of dollars to enrich yourself. Oh, we got to find a way to tax that.
Okay, pause. See, this requires a nuanced reading here, right? Your government is cash strapped and money hungry. They will tax anything. Oh, pause. Yeah, so hold on. Pause. They tax in anything and everything that is taxable late to the game. See, this is an over-the-table tax.
I understand that.
Hypothetically speaking, we don't know. Maybe all of these people was getting taxed a long time. So we don't know.
Then, what they need to do is then to put the public at ease, put it where we could see where everybody paying this tax.
See, but hold on.
Just one set of people.
Here's the thing, right? I am not saying that Bahamian boats should be able to tie up anywhere free of charge, unless, of course, there's an emergency. But what I'm saying is that if you acknowledge first and foremost that we are an archipelagic nation, right? And then second, you acknowledge that the capital of New Providence is not the center of life in the country, right? Then the conversation you have cannot treat a boat like a privilege.
That's true.
You see? Because a boat is...
Hang up and listen.
Okay.
Okay, so why is it then you have to get an American to do this? When you have Bahamian people here...
To do what? Hold on. But to do what?
Exactly.
To do the same morning thing... With the
no, there's a, that's a Bahamian company.
This is American...
No, that's a Bahamian company. Someone named Philip Kemp. Is
yeah,
what's
but
be.
If you listen to what it is, American puts you in charge of that company, though.
No, it's a Bahamian German, Philip Kemp. And that's what it's being referenced. And it happens to be a black Bahamian who is doing it. It's just that there are a number of persons who made black Bahamians are entering this business, like you say.
Come on now, y'all. To two, y'all just confusing.
I'm just saying. It's true. I just say perhaps.
At the risk of hitting the button on myself, my finger just jumped into now.
I'm just saying.
The two of y'all are conflating issues and confusing
He mentioned it.
Issues.
It's coincidence that it's a black person. He said it was a white person. I corrected him. So it's a Bahamian.
Well, he says a foreigner.
Yes, and if they correct him, it's a Bahamian who...
Right, he didn't say it's a white, but he says it's a foreigner.
Yes, okay. Right, so see, it's a black Bahamian who happens to be doing it.
Call
it. Happens.
You got to be very careful not to conflate, that's mix up the issues. Because sometimes they rub against each other, but they're not the same thing. Second of all, man... Mr. Newry, I would like to read this mooring story with a different lens. I don't even know if I will read it today.
No, we're going to
read it. I don't like it.
We have a text here that says that, Mr. Newry, because of the infiltration of our public anchorage spaces in the Bahamas, designated mooring spaces are necessary as roadworks. See, I'm saying, Aaron, that's the future. Mooring is the future of the Bahamas. We now need to have a discussion.
Pause. No, stop.
Go ahead.
You
don't think that's the future?
You're saying it.
Don't you mean like I was
What do you mean mooring is the future? Stop. You talking foolishness.
So you don't believe this needs
No,
mooring.
Stop talking foolishness. We are an archipelagic nation.
That's why
no, not the future.
Be.
See, Mr. Newry, that's some political spin.
No,
you're going to cause me to counter you. Stop.
So you don't believe mooring is the future?
Stop talking foolishness. Moorings is the present.
We don't
it's
have
the
it.
Past.
We don't have
there
it.
There are moorings all over the country, man. There are places to tie up your boat all over the country.
And we need to have organization of it.
Mr. Newry.
Now.
Put on your shirt.
I would reference that there are more marinas in this country that Bahamians cannot afford to go park their boat. At this present time.
Stop.
We need, the government itself, need to create public spaces where...
I said that. Stop. What? I said that at the top of the show. But I said it yesterday. You're not agreeing with me.
So you don't believe mooring is the future?
No, it is not the future.
It's not the future.
It's the present. It is our life.
So
stop.
Go back.
No, you're talking politics, Mr. Newry.
No, I'm talking about mooring.
No, stop. Stop.
How is providing mooring in the future? And government considering that we need to establish that throughout the Bahamas, political. We need to start having the discussion.
Because that's not what they've done. Stop.
No, you talk about two different things. You're conflating it. I'm talking about mooring in general.
You're not talking about moorings.
This is why I asked for a definition of moorings.
Man, Mr. Newry.
And asking how in that direction.
Mr. Newry.
No?
Stop.
So you don't believe in mooring?
Stop.
So you still go back to the question.
No, you're talking foolishness.
Do you believe that mooring is something that we need to move toward? That's what
the Bible says. Don't.
So you don't believe in moorings?
Stop right there. Let me respond to you.
Okay. You don't believe
in moorings? I don't believe moorings is something we need to move toward.
Okay.
We are an archipelagic nation. We've been sailing boats for hundreds of years. Moorings are a part of our lives. It's not no policy paper that moorings are the future. You don't believe we need moorings? You agree with these FNMs that we don't need more moorings? Mr. Newry, I would
That's
like...
That's not an FNM PLP thing.
You are making it one.
How? I didn't mention no political party at all. I'm asking about moorings. Is there a need for moorings, and is it a need for the government to facilitate moorings, public places for the
I would like to have a sensible conversation in 2025.
And I'm trying
this.
To, but then you talk to
yourself.
Political.
No, talk to yourself. No, you talk to yourself, political. Mr. Newry.
I'm still asking.
No, you're I'm not asking.
Like, okay, let me put the question mark at the beginning.
Talk, ask the caller.
Let me put the question.
No,
mark
no, ask the caller. The light is red.
Should
ask the caller.
Be moving to have more moorings facilities throughout the Bahamas.
I'm not even going to answer you because I don't answer foolishness. Talk to the caller.
Let's speak to the caller because you don't want to answer it though.
Talk to the caller.
You don't.
I thought we were going to have a sensible conversation
we were.
Today.
We you not just have, being you combat- not having. You just being combative.
You're not having a sensible conversation.
We are talking about moorings in general and how moving forward. What is the best conversation to make sure that it happens?
Boy, caller.
Who should we include
caller.
Inside this
give
conversation?
It, give it 3 seconds.
Let's go,
no,
let's
no,
go
caller.
No, 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 no. Let's
you
go
wanted
caller.
To talk to me.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
The way that you framed the question suggests that you were only having a political.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. You yeah. believe that we should have moorings? More
no,
moorings?
We can't start this conversation there.
Go ahead.
We got to start this conversation with you agreeing with Aaron. You would leave your PLP hat.
But I'm not PLP, though.
No. Let's. You need to leave your PLP hat.
No. You just,
No.
I have to hang you up.
You can't be
pigeonholing me. I asking about moorings in general and asking, do we need moorings? Yesterday, everybody called me FNM. Today, someone called me PLP. At least no one called me COI. I'm asking general questions about what should we be doing? Where should we be heading? Right? We understand that something went wrong with this groomer thing. But I want to know, is this a way we should be heading towards? And how do we facilitate that moving forward, whoever they did forward to do it? That's the conversation.
If I wanted to talk to Latrae Raman, I'd go sit outside the office
but
of Prime Minister.
Are you not talking to Latrae Raman?
Am I not?
No, not.
Okay.
Especially when I'm not being political, I'm asking about more and moving forward.
I already answered your question.
No, you didn't answer that.
That
was rubbish you was talking about. This is rubbish. Let's go back to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Good day, CA, and good day, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Well, CA, I think this time you're the side of scale you want. It's just a little bit on the other side.
What
because
other side?
Moorings, like Ms. Green said, moorings have been a part of us. It is a part of us. And then you have private moorings that you spoke about with the marinas and stuff, but...
Marinas and marinas, and we're talking about should there be more moorings for people to park there?
I'm trying to answer you. See, that's what you're doing.
Okay, let me give you an example.
You're asking a question.
Let me ask you a question. If you drive past Montague Beach now, there are about 25 boats parked there now.
Yeah.
Right? There are tosh boats now. You know where the people used to go fish one time, that long wharf thing?
Yeah.
And now park there. They don't want to park in the marinas anymore. They say, man, we can find this public space here and we just can park and take on tourists above whatever it is. Clearly, there's becoming a problem. I'm asking you, moving forward, should government now say, hey, you can't be stopping behemoths from going here and parking your tour boat facilities here because you want to operate your business, but go to a designated spot? This is what the conversation is about. Should moving forward, should we move to that conversation?
CA, they have designated.
Where?
That's what you're talking
about. Okay,
you because you got air traffic coming through there. Used to come through there. You had all kind of.
You had the word where?
Used to come through there.
Did you have the word where? Go ahead. Where?
I'm trying to answer you.
Then say, just tell me where. Then tell all the preamble. Just say where.
I'm telling you now. That stretch.
Okay, I can listen. And then you tell me where.
That stretch from Port of Ski Dock or Prince George Dock all the way out to the eastern end of the island there, that the mail boats traffic and the chalks used to traffic. All of that was basically set aside. The, we have designated moorings, you know, but you ever see the government them do anything they're supposed to do over here? We have them, and all of our sea parks and lands and sea parks are clary. There's nowhere they can drop their anchor. They know, but do we do it?
So you are comfortable with them dropping anchor on Monarchy Beach right now and tying up there?
No, that is incorrect.
So I'm saying we need to have mooring facilities to say you can't park here. You need to go over there.
Okay, of course we need to have them properly designated. How many boats? You saying it's the future. How many boats Bahamians got? Half of us can't even swim, do we?
We have, as you know, we have a proliferation of foreign boats coming to the Bahamas.
They now, are you talking about the conversation?
We talking boats in general. They are parking anywhere. Because like anywhere. Like you said, there's no need. There's designated place where you can identify, and they park anywhere. I'm saying, moving forward, boats who are coming from wherever they're coming from need to find out where they can park. They can't park any. And then you said no. And I said that's what they need to do. And you come full circle and say, yes, they need to find a designated place. The conversation today is.
You're talking about foreign boats.
I say boats in general. My conversation.
Bahamians know just where they could drop the anchor and where not to go. Bahamians know that.
The conversation is moving forward. Wherever the government has designated places for the boats to moor their boat.
Let's kill this conversation right here. You know what the problem is with across the board with all of our laws, rules, and regulations? Enforcement. We have an enforcement problem. I give you a little story that I could go because somebody else probably won't get it. There is a guy out there, a very good government hiree down there named Patrick, Rasta Patrick. He's in charge of fisheries down there. Fisheries supposed to have a boat. You know, Patrick ain't get no boat. So what do you think he can do? Stand on the shore and look out there and see the infractions going on, because he ain't got no boat. That's the problem. Thanks for taking my call.
I understand it, but thanks very much. Go ahead, Aaron. You have some things you want to read?
This is a notice in today's Nassau Guardian. Department of Environmental Planning and Protection notice of public consultation. The public is hereby advised that Wong's Marina is proposing to carry out a project on West Bay Street, Nassau, in the Western District of New Providence. The public is invited to participate in a public consultation meeting to be held on Thursday, the 13th of March, 2025. By the project proponent to hear and discuss matters relating to the proposed project. The consultation meeting will be held between 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Department of Physical Planning's public meeting room, Aventura Plaza, JFK Drive, New Providence. There is a Zoom link available. A general description of the project is as follows. A marina is proposed to be developed at the western end of Arawaki Fish Fry along West Bay Street. The proposed marina will comprise two commercial buildings with 119 parking spots, 90 boat slips, provision for fueling boats and acres of the seabed between the marina site and Arawaki. The site is zoned as commercial with access to West Bay Street. The project environmental documents are available by email request to wongsmarinapc@gmail.com. The general public and interested parties are invited to submit comments regarding the documents in the proposed project to the developers' environmentalists of record, Engineering and Technical Services Limited, at wongsmarinapc@gmail.com. The general public and interested parties are also invited to submit written comments to the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection at cec@depp.gov.bs with respect to the proposed project.
Another private marina. Go ahead.
On West Bay Street.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, moving forward as we move towards a lot of private marina, and I'm picturing the future, all of Bay Street from east to west will all be marinas in the future. That's our future. As the people that already own the infrastructure or the land in front of it, and they'll just petition to get that land. We need to start moving towards having mooring that behemoths can have access, and those people who don't want to pay for the expensive docking at the marinas can have access at these mooring stations.
That sounds like a submission to plantation life. It's just the way that you frame it suggests that we need to beg for something that is inherent in our lifestyle.
We are a nation that needs to be policed, right? And we policed in order for us all to be saying that moving forward.
You policing people's thoughts.
We moving forward, we need to create spaces.
No, we need not to have moving forward.
Conversations about what it is that we need to do to make sure that Bahamians have access. And I say we need to entertain the conversation on where can there be more stations where Bahamians could park, Bahamians and tourists could park their boats, right? Even if it could be public, they have certain stuff, and even if one have to be for a cheaper fee for Bahamians, or one could be for a price for foreigners who are coming into the Bahamas. But there needs to be a conversation on that. Should we move towards that, or we continue with this helter-skelter and people park their boats anywhere, and when they have regatta time, there's boats anywhere, which can cause accidents in the future? I say we need to now start thinking about that, on what it is and how we view the Bahamas moving forward 10 years from here, 20 years from now.
That's a wild conversation you're thinking about.
Yeah, but have the conversation all the same, right? We have some text here which says, I am concerned about all these activities around Exuma. The no EIA necessary SpaceX landing, the 62 Chinese nationals without passports detained by immigration, then released after phone call, the increase as of Chinese national intercepted in smuggling operations, and the gift clause introduced into legislation.
You mean the Tourism Development Corporation Fund,
yeah.
A fund similar to the Consolidated Fund, a conversation that nobody had about how you're just going to create another fund like the Consolidated Fund with funds to be diverted to that fund and not the Consolidated Fund, not even a national discussion. I agree with the texter.
This texter says, wait, boats are going to be parked off in front of Long Wharf? I believe all of that area, which is where is private land, especially that Bethel registration back of where that restaurant is, going by Green Pirate. That whole strip there, facing the dock, is private land. I'm assuming eventually they'll apply to have their wharf. You'll see the big wharf there now. There's wharf being built right there. They're applying for wharf, and I'm saying that eventually marinas is going to take over that whole sport. We're going to have a marina capital, especially in New Providence. We need to start having conversations on how to make sure that Bahamians have access to where to park their boat. And the only way to do that is to start having conversation about mooring and how Bahamians tie their boat off.
Real conversations.
Well, and that's debated. I have no problem with you saying real conversations.
From you start,
am I saying conversations?
From you start saying we may need to consider having moorings in the future. What are you talking about? You're not talking about anything with sense.
No problem.
We are an archipelagic country. We have always been boat people. This shouldn't be a conversation about the future. The conversation should be, why is there not more access to mooring spots across the archipelago? Where is the discussion about land reform?
Well, I'm trying to have the discussion now, but you said the discussion should be happening
all
the time.
That's not the type. That's not so the type means, of discussion you're trying to
have. That means the discussion ain't gonna ever happen.
We could talk about something else. That's not what you're talking about.
This text says, "I think we need to distinguish the wire and boil that is fixed to the sea floor versus dropping an anchor anywhere. A mooring is a wire and boil, and all of that. We need to have that discussion on what is mooring. What is it that we want to have?" Bahamian boaters have access to, right? For a while, we've been helter-skelter. You get a boat, you park anywhere you want. But boats,
The question is, why haven't the existing regulations been enforced, as opposed to suggesting there are no regulations and someone is doing us a favor by creating new regulations? Why haven't the existing regulations been enforced? That's where you start the conversation.
This text says, Mr. Nuri, those boaters who are anchored at out at Monique are a different kind of tourist. Why would they want to be tied up in a marina to be looking at a bunch of other boats all day? These are cruisers. And this is the conversation. We, as Bahamians, are prepared to have people come here and park anywhere.
No, we as Bahamians are not involved in the conversation,
mm-hmm.
First and foremost.
I mean, that text is saying, I let them park. But go ahead.
That's not what that text is
saying. What is it? They don't want to park anywhere. Let me read it again. It says, hold on, we'll go back again.
The text said those a different type of yachters.
And they don't want to pay at the marina.
But that doesn't mean that he endorses it. He's just explaining it.
Okay, let me see where he endorsed it. It's a question mark. Why would they want to be tied up in a marina to be looking at a bunch of boats all day? These are cruisers. He is endorsing. They don't want to go to the marina. They want to park right there at Montague Beach in the middle there. Don't pay any fees at all. The question is, should they be paying any fees, right? And you might say, no, Bahamas should not be paying any fees. They should park their boat anywhere. And I said, if you want that helter-skelter type of living moving forward, right, as we have a proliferation of more boats, right, without us having a discussion on how and where these moors or these marinas is going to be, right, to give Bahamians more access to make sure their boats are safe and safe for the environment, safe for their boats, safe for the boaters in general, safe for swimmers in general, because once you park out there, you still got to have some kind of sailing boat to come onto land, right? A motorboat to come on land. We need to have the conversation on...
We already had the conversation multiple times. Maybe you weren't paying attention.
What was the conversation? Like I said, we know that the number of the beaches now saying there's no motorized parking, right? We now have our Montague proper, where swimmers swim. We now have tour boats now parking on that area. It's a risk for all the Bahamians who swim out that way.
They already have the rope, man. You talking and about non-issues?
They shouldn't be parking there in the first place.
You're talking about non-issues?
Because it's a swimming area. And once they're eventually in the future, when there's be an accident, then you say, how come there's parking there in the first place? We should have the conversation and say they shouldn't be parking there. They need a designated space for them to offload and unload their passengers. But it shouldn't be around swimmers. And that's what I don't believe no swimmers should be around there. I think it's unfortunate. The jet skis and whatever, they should not be around swimmers. If it's a swimming designation, let it be a swimming designation. And if it's a boat designation, let it be a boat designation. But it can't be both.
There are regulations. You ever ask why are they not enforced? You want to talk about creating more regulations that will not be enforced? I'm not sure exactly what it is you want to talk about. We've already talked about these things. The question is, why are you framing this conversation in this way? The conversation should not be framed in this way.
That's how I frame it, though. But this texter is saying that because the international boaters, are paying cruise permits, the government should not pay them to park or to moor their boat to anything. I don't necessarily believe that. Cruising permits is to go through the islands, and parking is parking.
Yeah, I don't agree with it either.
Yeah, just making sure. That's what the text
is. What are you just making sure?
That you don't agree with that.
See, that's the point there. You're talking foolishness, Nuri. You talk by yourself. I don't like that type of disingenuous engagement. If you want to have a real conversation about...
Uh-huh.
If you want to have a real conversation about life and culture in the Bahamas, about how marine culture should be centered in an archipelago, mm-hmm. how citizens should policy decision about marine culture and all that it entails. We could have that conversation, but suggesting to me that we're going to need to have conversations about moorings in the future, who knows what you're talking about?
Yes. This text says, the parking in the Montague started when they did some dredging work downtown. It's never stopped. I'd be surprised if those boats in the Montague have nowhere else to park. It's simply that nobody told them you can't park there and that they have to move. Just like no one has stopped the foolishness going on at the rum factory.
I mean, right, with all the cars parked out there, just like nobody has told the police you're supposed to be enforcing traffic controls. The issue is not that we don't have regulations. The issue is not that we don't understand why we need regulations. The issue is what prompts this conversation when we all know what the existing state of affairs is. There are regulations. They are not being enforced. Would enforcing the regulations fix the problem? Or do we need now to expand? But my point is, have a conversation that centers and prioritizes citizens in an archipelago and not foreigners and tourists sailing through it.
So moorings are normally provided for transient boaters. Should we charge those transient boaters? I'm trying to say, where should boat park? And if you can park your boat there for 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, should there be a fee for parking your boat there for 2, 3, 4, 5 months. Just the other day, we had a big yacht parked by the Cape. No other fee
of course,
charge.
Pause. Of course there should be a fee. Here's the question. Here's the question. Who should charge the fee?
The government.
Should it be a private entity?
It should be government.
Is that what's going to happen? That's not what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen. I just
think you can suspect what's going to happen.
I have no clue. If government could do, if government could do it, and we have the defense force to enforce those things, I see no reason why government can't do it. Let's go to this next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning to both of you in the studio, Sialan Johnson.
Well, that's him.
I was listening on and off this morning. So just let me ask a question, though. You know, we have a tendency of always seeking to exclusively privatize any of the money income or income producing assets that the government or the people, I should say, has possession of. I just want you to consider this, right? If you had an asset, would you consider hiring a competent management team as opposed to selling your interest in it and then only getting half or less of the profit?
I don't know.
I'm saying that you, let's say you have this beautiful marina. Let's pretend you make $1 million a year. So I could get 50% of the profit, or let me hire somebody that manages for me and they get a 3% or 4% of the profit?
It all depends how much money you have. If you say I need a drill for oil, and you ask me, should I drill for oil myself or should I hire a company with the expertise and have the money to drill for oil? I said I'll hire the person who have the expertise and the money to drill for oil. I hope that answered that.
Yeah, the reason I'm saying that is that there's a concept called a sovereign wealth fund, which a lot of people speak about. Many of them lack the proper understanding of it. But guess what it is? A sovereign wealth fund is nothing but a holding company to hold all things seen and unseen, tangible and intangible.
What does that have to do with the mooring and the marina?
Because I'm saying to you, mooring in the Bahamas is an asset because where you moor is on the seabed, which is the property of the Bahamian people. And so if there is to be mooring around the Bahamas, you would retain ownership of that seabed, right, in a sovereign wealth fund. And then you would hire a sovereign asset management to exploit that resource for the benefits, for the collective benefits of all Bahamians.
So you would say that there is a need for a conversation on the mooring future of the Bahamas?
Absolutely. Because let's take, for instance, you remember a few millions of dollars, as you said, I can say this empirically, multi-millions of dollars of damage is done in the Bahamas every year to improper mooring, more so of these big giant ships that use the Bahamas as a transit, and we've seen this in the newspapers, with coral reefs and everything is destroyed. And so I'm simply saying is that we need to look at things differently.
Yes. Anyway, that's the music. The music's playing. We're going to take a quick commercial break. It's now 11:48. This show has been brought to you by Glick. Glick Victory Fest. Glick, the Bay of the Bahamas, invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhost DJs Little Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live Fanshawe and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the 4 straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon Superstars. This has been Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a rule. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. All prices include VAT.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. I'm just scanning now the Grand Bahama News. Grand Bahama's inside the news again. The other day, we were talking about this African Afro Bank donation that is doing and why that's on pause. And apparently, the Grand Bahama Port Authority saying that the previous owner owes them some money. Therefore, nothing is moving forward. And I think the Minister of State, Minister of Grand Bahama, so I'm sorry for that, mentioned that is going to be delayed and they're waiting on that issue to be cleared up with the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the previous owners who owes taxes to that. But I see that the PLP chairman blames the Grand Bahama Port Authority for Freeport's economic woes. And earlier I said, man, why the chairman always challenging the Freeport Authority, right? But when I'm looking at this proposed cultural expo where the African Bank, Exim Bank, was going to donate and realizing that Freeport is in a quagmire right now economically, that the Port Authority can assist the government with this investment, right? I am now wondering, was the chairman of the PLP right that they are frustrating any kind of development, or we just got to wait? Right, but let's go to this caller and squeeze them into here now as we talk about Grand Bahama, because I see there's a lady here who is the Keys Bahamas Realty Manager Partner, Kiara Jones, who's saying, man, housing is unaffordable in Grand Bahama. And I thought houses were cheap in Grand Bahama, man. You go there with a $50,000 and get a whole acre type of house, man. But I found that odd. But go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. I called back to be a scotch record. Me and Ms. Green and all them say this conversation, y'all could have been talking about something else. Because just like the land, the sea, it's all zoned out in this country, you know, take. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's enforcement. The enforcement is the problem. Remember when COVID was around and those cruise ships, a lot of cruise ships, didn't have nowhere to anchor? They couldn't anchor in the United States. Enforcement. So you know what we do? Crooked interruption. We had 14 boats, cruise ships anchored all around the Bahamas. We supposed to have enforcement to say, Miss, you can't go, Mister, you can't go there. That is what we don't have. You see the airport slack like that? You see the airport slack like anything is coming, going in now. We ain't got no boat.
If I remember correctly, the cruise ships that did park in the Bahamas were Bahamian registered cruise ships, and they parked in the Bahamas.
Yes, registered, but you don't park your car anywhere.
And they were assigned particular parking spaces within our water.
You don't park your car anywhere. Yeah, I got a license, but I can't go park in the commissioner police spot.
And as you know, because there's no mooring, like I said in enforcement earlier, where they said we need to have a discussion, they were able to park anywhere because no one want to talk about us creating spaces designated.
No, pause.
You talk about
two. I'm right. Come straight full circle.
We would like to talk about spaces designated for Bahamians because we understand what it means to be an archipelagic nation. See, this conversation isn't popping out of nowhere, right?
No.
The conversation is related to this broader conversation in the media with this company, Bahamas Moorings Limited, right? See, if this conversation was prompted by a policy announcement about increasing mooring options in the Bahamas. Maybe this would be the conversation we're having, but that's not what it's about, right? We're not having a conversation about understanding the archipelagic nature of the country, understanding the need to create increased movement between the family islands, getting more people in boats, getting more people fishing, sailing, visiting family islands. This is a conversation about foreigners and their boats and about private development. See, that's why I don't want to have the conversation unless it's framed in the way that it is suggested on the surface. We're not concerned about Bahamians mooring. We're concerned...
One more thing, Marie.
Yes, sir, go on.
What I understand about Bahamians mooring, as local people, first of all, like I said, how much has got boats? Out of 100, that's how much got boats.
Plenty of Bahamians have boats.
Yeah, 20 fishing boats.
No. We have thousands of Bahamians who have boats. Thousands.
Okay, you put it at 1,000. But let me get to my point.
In my WhatsApp group alone, we have about 15 people who went to school with me who have boats.
Yes, Nuri, but what you got to understand, like Ms. Green said, why mooring when out of that 1,000 or 100,000 people who got boats, more than 199,000 of them to pull their boats up with the on the ramps when they finish and carry them home.
They ain't carrying them home. They parking it. That's what we're conversation about.
Parking it, Bill.
In the middle of... You hear what you're talking about,
Nordic Union. Those are foreigners parking their boat. And some of them running Airbnbs. Most Bahamians, a lot of Bahamians, they pull their boat out the water and have to park it in their yard.
So they don't need to worry about more.
And if you walk by
they do.
You go to the marina.
Signori,
the marina provides you with light and water.
That's all on Nuri. We're talking about moorings for Bahamians who have to rely on parking their boat in the yard, taking up valuable space, as opposed to be able to park it at a mooring for Bahamians with a reasonable fee and with proper...
Let's talk about that.
No, and with proper security.
That's exactly what I want to talk about.
I mean, maybe now.
Just start off that. Moving forward, we need to make sure that happens. I start off with that, but then you go on that tirade.
Thank you very much, Robin.
Let's go to the next caller there. Gervin. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I was trying to get it. I didn't get the CA contribution, but I'd like to expose some imbecility. And I'm even sorry for calling and thinking along this line, but the caller who said that what was the reason for the environmental impact? First of all, just go and Google viruses and bacteria, especially E. coli, found in seawater, because most of us who are bookless really believe that the seawater holds no viruses and no bacteria, number one. So if you have a proliferation of boats in these areas, right, then obviously I hope these geniuses could have samples to show me the bacterial count in these waters. So you see what I'm saying, Aaron? You don't wait until something happens. And so, Aaron, you highlighted VAVR, an archipelago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which in itself creates a problem as far as oversight and enforcement, like GNN was saying. And so when GNN disclosed the fact that, I laughed, he gave me a big joke, and I like to thank him for that, but he said that the fisheries officer down there has to stand a foot on the shore and look and see the environmental breaches. Which is, it's a joke, okay, for me, for somebody like me. And so we must realize in this human journey, we look at it like GNN also exposed the fact that during the pandemic, the ships them proliferated, the cool ships them, which carry a bunch of garbage and gray waste, et cetera. You saw what I'm trying to deceive you by using a 39 centimeters cube to say how much gray water when you do the calculations and break it down in metric, it's actually about almost 900 gallons. You see, so but this is what they're saying. It was only a couple of this and a couple of that. You see what I'm saying? But I like to say this, that the lack of enforcement is the real problem here, Ms. Green. All right? So you're talking about more. I see the ships are proliferating in Awaki and Molecule Beach. They should be paying a fee because we don't know what they're dispensing. You know, my old man had a boat. He used to keep it in Bayshore, and then he used to keep it over by Hurricane Oil back in the days. So maybe it might have been affordable then, but he also kept it on Molecule in different places. But, I mean, come on, CA, you should pay environmental factors because you're
that's what I'm saying.
Doing something to the environment.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's what I was saying yesterday, man.
This is the conversation. Today, CA, the foreign transit boats and Bahamian-owned boats should be allowed to moor wherever they want. I am tired of your socialist, communist, Marxist recommendations of taxing people all the time for everything. The corrupt and incompetent governments incompetent governments over the years have wasted, misused, stolen over our tax money. I refuse to give any more money to the government for them to waste, misuse, and steal. Please stick a pin into it. Stop with the socialist, communist, Marxist propaganda. Things are expensive. Some people live on their boats. They cannot afford to have a regular house with real property tax and DEC water and sewage. So in cases living in a boat for retirees, it's cheaper for affordable alternative than paying or for mooring, dockage, and security.
They didn't lobby to remove the... Never mind, my producer. Ice rule, you know. Ice rule.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.